podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
When we first got together this morning, all of us, and everybody was kind of talking about what they did this weekend. What'd you do this weekend? And Chris, first thing she tells me, she goes, Dom, I went to a two-year-old's birthday party, and then the next day, a one-year-old's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And you were giddy about it. And I'm thinking, that sounds like it could be perhaps the worst weekend.
I know! That's not what I expected you to say.
In the history of human beings.
A lot of small talk.
No, but I know, because they're grandchildren. Aww. And so you're sweet, and that's great. But I'm thinking, I don't want to do that.
And maybe you never will. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know, bless you for doing that.
Yeah. And you know what else? My 5-year-old grandson was walking around the party and he was wearing a t-shirt and it said, only child expires April 1st, 2016. So everybody was kind of putting the pieces together.
That's
clever. My oldest daughter, I know, it was really cute that she's expecting another child.
She's all kinds of knocked up.
So I'll have another birthday party.
Wow.
To go to.
She had sex.
Like yes, she did. Duggar family.
You know what?
There.
I'm okay with that.
No, don't say that.
No, it's not. It's not
you
anything
take
like that.
Back.
But yeah, nothing like that. But so that was fun. I had a good weekend.
Okay, good for you.
Glad we didn't invite you.
Yeah, better you than me.
It was cute.
No offense.
No offense. None taken. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
So one of our listeners was talking about babies and having babies and making babies. And she said something interesting. She's got two kids. And she was telling us that she wants to get pregnant again. She and her husband want their third. And then they're going to stop. They want to be three and done. She says, but we cannot get pregnant until next spring. So I'm thinking, oh, and maybe it's some sort of financial thing, or maybe they're moving, maybe they're going to do something. And she says, no, that's not it. She goes, I want to wait. And her husband's not on board with this, but she is. She's like, we need to wait until spring, probably like April or May, because their other two children have February birthdays. And she insists that all three kids be born in the same month.
Oh, okay. So you know, planning it out.
Yeah, you know what that's like? That's like the modern day, like, you know, all the Kardashians are all K names. That's like the modern day, like, way to one up it. Like, oh, we have February children. They're all February.
That's kind of nice. You can kind of just do one big birthday, I guess,
no,
for all of them.
Don't do it. No.
Christmas babies everywhere are damning you, Jeremy Padgett.
Right? Do it all at once.
And I think that's what she's thinking. The husband was not so on board with this. He's like, no. And I got to say, don't you just want nature to kind of take its course?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let the babies be born where they're, you know, I always hear about people telling me what the universe is saying. Well, the universe, you're not cooperating. You know, you're trying.
The universe hates February, by the way.
Well, look at
it's a horrible month.
It is the worst month.
What if the baby was born January 31st?
Don't.
Like, oh.
Hold it in. We did that. We talked about that. For Reed, our first one, we wanted a summer boy birthday. Well, we didn't want the, you know, boy or girl, but we wanted a summer birthday, so he was born in July. And then the next time around for Lila, we were trying for the same thing, summer baby, because it's just better to raise a summer baby. You don't have to bundle them up.
Well, it's easier to be pregnant when it's cooler.
Yeah, that. And then because you're really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Those hormones are blaring. And then summer birthdays. I wanted summer birthday parties. So they could be outside running around and having friends over. Because I had...
What are you talking about?
I had fall/winter.
It's the birthday party lasts like an hour, 90 minutes.
Yeah, but it's
so you're
easier
gonna
when
base
you're outside.
Everything on
an
their,
entire yes. life?
You want to base did. Everything in their life
we
on
did that.
A
yes.
90-minute yes. birthday party.
Yes.
Water park birthday parties. Right. It's all about it.
I
can't
had the winter birthday.
Them to
it
the
sucked.
Water?
No, because you're cooped up inside.
No, but
can't
you
kids?
Take them to the water park in the summer anyway, regardless of if it's their birthday or not?
And summer birthdays suck, because I remember for the kids that did celebrate their birthdays growing up, that if they had the summer birthday, it stunk it up during school because everybody wants their birthday during school.
Not anymore. Not anymore, my good friend, because now they have a birthday party in class for the kids that have summer birthdays.
Oh, are you
So they will pick a day in like February or whatever and say, this is the day for all the kids in summer and have summer birthdays.
And then they have to have all the foods for the birthday party on the approved list of foods.
No peanuts.
No gluten.
No carrot sticks for everybody for their birthday.
Yay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
My son's allergic to orange.
The everything orange.
Yeah. Sorry, can't have anything orange.
I'm just wondering how people feel about this kind of scheduling of birthdays.
All right. Is that playing God?
Well, okay, I'm glad you used that phrase, because one way that I look at it is that you hear all of this stuff about, you know, people are worried about in the future these genetically engineered babies that they'll go in and, oh, I want my kid to be, you know, redhead, or I want my kid to be 6'1" exactly.
Yes. Kim Kardashian is pregnant right now, and they did it artificially to have a boy. So she chose the sex of her baby. It's going to be a boy, and she did that.
And so some people have a big problem with that, but to me, you're kind of walking up that ramp when you said, I need my baby born within the first 2 weeks of February, because, you know, some people believe that a lot, you know, determines your life based on when you're born.
Right. Yeah. You're changing their astrological sign.
Right. We have people who listen to our show right now who have planned trying to have a boy in the first 3 months of the year, all because of one book that came out a few years ago. That is called Freakonomics. Did you guys ever hear that book?
I read that book, yeah.
Yeah. And in it, the authors talked about the study that they found all of these NHL players, hockey, professional hockey players, the vast majority of them were born in the first 3 months of the year. Wow. And it has to do with when they get into organized hockey and that they'll be the oldest and they'll be able to compete against other.
Huh.
It was really wild. And so you've got all of these people now are like, we're going to have our baby in the first 3 months so they can be a professional hockey player.
Do people really care about hockey that much?
Apparently some do.
This happened
they
in
care
Canada.
About money that much.
Happened in Canada.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this whole scheduling and planning and kind of engineering your child?
I got a book too, Dom. I just want to throw in there to choose the sex of my baby, my son. So it's been around
like,
for a while.
There's like dates that you have to do it in
position.
Do
a headstand.
And I passed the book on to other people, and they got boys out of it too. Yeah. So we have the technology.
It's like the Chinese birth chart.
The Chinese birth chart that we did on
this
show for years, which was freakishly accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one of the things with this discussion about birthdays, maybe I see it through a particular filter because birthdays mean nothing to me. It's just another day to me. I'm not that we all know somebody in our life who celebrates their birthday over an entire month.
It's my birth month.
Chris.
Yeah.
Right. We know a lot of people like that, actually. And I'm just like, I don't really.
Isn't your day coming up this week?
It is. It's like the 30th, right?
Yeah, and I don't even care. But so that's why when I see other people making,
I hope
a big
everybody
deal
calls
of it,
in and wishes you a happy
it's
birthday.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, thank God it's on a weekend. I am that person who doesn't post it on Facebook.
Oh, you should this year.
Come on, let's go to a water park. So. Summer birthday.
Come on.
Yeah, so I can get 2,000 insincere happy birthdays.
Why not? It doesn't make you feel good at all.
I like that guy who was changing his birthday every 2 weeks on Facebook.
Oh, I've done that.
He would change it, and the same people would get on and say, hey, happy birthday. Yeah. And then he would change it to like a month later, and the same people, hey, happy birthday. It's like, well, shows how sincere you
There's
people
that.
Are. Here's Michael on the line. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
So we're talking about this couple. The wife wants to wait and schedule her pregnancy so that all three children are born in the same month. And it's February, which is kind of a dismal month, isn't it?
It's a different choice, but that's her choice. As for planning when to have your child born, I am a winter baby, and so birthday parties were very limited. I'm talking movie theaters and going to the museum. And so if I had a choice, I would prefer my child to have a summer birthday, because at least then they have so many more options.
Hells yes.
Flip and slide.
See, that was my deal. My birthday was in, you know, November, the end of November. So it was always crappy. And it was always a bunch of us kids cooped up in my parents' house. And it just ended with my parents being extremely irritated and the house being trashed.
Well.
Slumber party.
You know, let me play cynic for just a few moments. Kids aren't even really aware of, you know, birthdays per se.
What?
Hold on. Let me finish.
All right.
Kids are... A one-year-old is not aware that they're having a birthday party.
Yes.
A two-year-old is not aware they're having a birthday
Correct.
Party.
Correct.
So they really don't get into it till probably about four. And then by 12, they don't want to talk to their parents anyway. So you're basing all of this on 8 days in their entire life.
Oh, wow. Right.
You can get presents in the winter just as easily as you can in the summer.
It's just, it's just funny cool. that the big thing is over a 90-minute party. And that's when you're going to determine when your child is born.
Go skiing for your party.
We're crazy.
Patio parties, man.
Are you a Rockefeller? Go skiing for your party?
I don't
what?
Michael, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Not a problem. You two are...
See how sad he sounds? His birthday's in the winter.
I'm an Aries. Womp womp.
Oh, I get socks for my birthday.
Mittens again. Womp womp womp.
Let's go look at dinosaur bones.
Here's Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to all of this?
Well, you guys just cracked me up for starters.
Right?
You're right that kids don't know anything about birthday parties until they're a little bit older, but they become very, very important. Yeah. However, the question is having a baby in February or not having a baby in February. And, you know, Mother Nature might decide February is not the month or some higher power or whatever.
Right.
See?
So I think that a baby is a gift at any time that you are given one.
Ain't it the truth? Mm.
Ain't it the truth? Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
And so stop and think about
celebrate
little...
celebrate your birthday.
Hey, that's what happened to us. We tried to plan again a summer, you know, birthday for Lila, and boom, she was preemie came.
Mother Nature was like, psh, watch this.
Or Nicole got lazy.
If you're that set on it, it's kind of hard because there's no guarantees, especially when babies are involved.
You got that right. Yeah. Little bundles
calendar.
Of joy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, yes.
Karen, you're delightful. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Have a great day.
Telling you, she got lazy. She's like, I'm sick of this.
How did getting lazy impact?
She got lazy with her pregnancy. The baby
I hope
came early.
When you get your vasectomy next week that the doctor messes up royally.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.